Okay, you get a light. They're going, hey, we came to see kids. Who are you? My name is Kurt Witzig, and I am one of the pastors here at Duluth Bible Church. We're delighted to have you here, and we thank you for coming and joining us on this nice day. And we are going to have the presentation, Once Upon a Starry Night, by our 7th, 8th, 9th, and some 10th graders today. We do these banquets, every banquet and programs every other year, and we do them for a variety of reasons, but each one has a theme, each banquet, each program. And the program of Starry Night, the theme is one of being a servant. And a servant, as you know, is one who is committed to the needs of a master or one whom they serve. There is an attachment, and a servant is dedicated to that master. And a servant is very concerned about the will of the master. And that isn't our normal way of thinking. I'm sure as parents of teenagers, you would say that our kids don't normally think that way about being dedicated to the thinking of the needs of others. So this was a good theme for us, this Starry Night program of being a servant. There's no better lesson to learn servanthood from than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And if you have your bulletin, I just want you to notice the back of the bulletin. It might be a little dark in here, but on the bottom of that bulletin, there's a verse. It's Mark chapter 10, verse 45, that says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." As we think of that verse, it says, "Even the Son of Man." And the word "even" is one of like an exclamation mark. Even him. And who are we talking about? The Son of Man, which, as we know, is a term for Jesus Christ many times in the New Testament. So even Jesus Christ, even Jesus is the idea, did not come. The idea of "did not come" is meaning that he arrived. There was an arrival, an entrance. He came with a purpose. And so Jesus, even him, the King of Kings himself, did not come, did not arrive in our world. The verse goes on as we see it, to be served. And we think, what? The King of Kings, the one who's sovereign over all, he did not enter into our world for his subjects to serve him. Just what we would expect. But instead it says, but. He came, he arrived, not to be served, but to serve. And we see a contrast. In fact, this King of Kings came in to be a servant and to meet the needs of others. And we scratch our head, we think this is all upside down. To serve is usually associated with like a menial task or a humble task, but the word here gives the idea, also has the idea of an intermediary, which means when he came as a mediator and type. He's serving two people, he's in between two. He's serving God as the Son of God, and he's serving all humanity as the Son of Man. How is it that he is serving or mediating between God and man? Well, it says, as our verse ends, he gave his life. He voluntarily came, and he gave his life. Now, we might normally think this is his life, his miracles, his teaching, his love, his compassion. But it's not actually his life. The story of Jesus is not in his actions. His story is in his death. He gave his life, a voluntary sacrifice of his own life. And he gave his life as a ransom. And a ransom is a word that means a payment of a price that brings freedom, deliverance. He gave his life to deliver us. So we see then that God himself enters into our world of impurity, not as king, but as servant. And he does so he can serve both God, as the Son of God, and man, the Son of Man. And he does this by giving his life as a payment or a ransom. Why would he do that? Well, let me ask you a question. Are you perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that ends my whole... I lost my point. Oh. Are you perfect Are you pure?
No.
Are you holy?
No.
And we know, though, that God is. That God is perfect and pure and holy. And not only God, but heaven is pure. And therefore, we know that we're not all perfect or pure. In fact, there's some variation between us. It's true. Some people are less sinners or less perfect than, or more perfect or whatever. I shouldn't say that. More pure. Can't even say that, can you? They're absolute terms. But there's a ranking. Some are really horrible people and some are better people. And there is difference. There is variation. But none of us are perfect and pure in the absolute standard like God is. And heaven is that way. So here's a problem. What would happen to the purity of heaven if any of us were to walk in? You see, it wouldn't be pure anymore. It wouldn't be perfect. There'd be a distinction. And therefore, God is going to maintain that purity. And there's like a barrier then. God's going to protect that boundary of purity and that which is defiling. And that is our problem. And what can we do about it? Well, nothing, because once we're no longer perfect, we can never become perfect again. Once we've been defiled in some way, it's permanent, it would seem. But God can do something about it, and that's what our verse is about. God does something by sending his Son, the Son of Man, who comes and he willingly gives his life as a payment to bring us across that barrier or to allow us to be cleansed. A ransom payment that delivers us. You see, Jesus frees you. He frees you and I from being eternally separated from God, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Death means separation. And so this barrier will be protected, and we are on the wrong side of it. But through Jesus, who makes this ransom, pays this price, dies for us as the wages of sin is death, he then takes down the barrier. And God has accepted his payment, and we know that because he was resurrected. And so he's a living Savior. In 1 Timothy 2, 4-6, it says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. There's the same idea. And so there's the ultimate servant. He gave of himself, he met your need and my need, humbled himself, met that need, and provided for us what we could never get. None of us are ever good enough to go to heaven. Doesn't matter, again, even if you're first in line of all the good people. Because we're not pure, perfect, and holy like God. And there's that issue then of God's wrath toward our sin. But Christ settles it once and for all. That's why John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, the Son, should not perish but have eternal life. So the good news is God loves us, doesn't want us to be separated, has provided a way for this problem to be solved. It has nothing to do with us and what we do for him. It has to do with his love and how it was expressed through Jesus and what he did for us. And he gave his Son. And the Bible there in John 3:16 says, whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So I ask you, do you believe that? No, really. Do you really believe that? And if you do, John 3:16 says you will never perish, but have eternal life. When you see that this greatest servant came and gave of himself as a payment for us, so that if we put our trust in him, we will never perish. Now that's a servant. In the story, the movie, The Last Emperor, it's a true story about the last emperor of China as they were transitioning to a modern state. And this young boy from a very young age was the emperor, spoiled to no end. He's about 10 years old. He has a cousin visiting him in the castle, his palace. And he's showing him all his things. And the cousin says, hey, well, do you ever get in trouble? And he says, oh, yeah. But whenever I'm naughty, one of them is punished. Meaning his servants. Any one of his servants gets punished. And we think, yeah, that makes sense. The king is naughty. The servants have to pay for the wrongs of the king. But Jesus and God have it all different. You see, with Jesus Christ, what we see is the king comes. And the king is punished for the servant's sins. Isn't that amazing? That's the gospel, friends. That's the good news. And Jesus is the centerpiece of it as a servant. Now, as our play is about to begin, I want you to watch for the contrast between the natural thinking of wanting to be a king and boss people around, you know, and so forth, and, you know, not be a servant, and the contrast of one who understands the value of being a servant and meeting the needs of others. You'll see that contrast beautifully in our presentation of Once Upon a Starry Night. And so, I present to you Once Upon a Starry Night.
Welcome, welcome!
Ahoy, mate!
Ahoy, matey!
We're ready to dock, Captain.
Drop anchor, Peanut.
Aye, aye, sir.
Sea Pirate, would you pretty lady please a shaggy boogie on it, lower the plank?
It would be my pleasure, Sissy Seagull.
All ashore that's going ashore.
I say, old friend, step ashore and let me get a good look at you. It's been too long indeed.
Yes, it has been, my old friend. How are you doing?
Oh, much better now that you're here. Thank you for coming so promptly, my dear fellow.
Gather round, crew. Let me introduce you to my good friend, King Arthuritis.
Welcome to the Kingdom of Lumbago!
Thank you!
What is it like being a real king?
Well, my lady, sometimes it's rather boring, actually, being waited on and everything. A body needs a little adventure now and then. To get the old pumper going again. Put a little spice on the cake, you might say.
That sure is a wow nanorific cane you have there, your kingliness.
I'm pleased you like it, but it's not a cane, actually. It's a nightstick.
Could I try out your nightstick, King Arthuritis?
I'm sorry, my good lad. I don't mean to be stingy, but I can't get along without it, not even for a second.
Why not?
You see, back when I was a young knight, I was out slaying a dragon one day. Grisly business, you know, and I got a little careless.
Well, what happened?
That thoughtless beast took a bite out of my right leg.
Oh, how yucky, Captain!
Righto, sissy. It wasn't very cricket of him. But with my night sick, I can toddle around just fine.
I bet you're glad you're not a knight anymore.
Oh, quite the contrary, actually. I often dream of the good old days when I was a dashing young knight, rescuing fair maidens from the jaws of death.
Sounds dangerous.
Quite so, Pixie, but it was a good life. I'd come back to the castle exhausted and sleep like a baby all through the night. Now, I can't seem to get to sleep at all.
Chap. Come along, crew. Perhaps a bit of nourishment would be in order.
I'm really hungry, Pixie. How about you?
I'm starved.
This castle is huge or fortissimo.
Wow, it's a big land.
Look at the size of these doors.
Stormy!
Yes, your majesty?
Would you please serve us some tea and crumpets?
As you wish, sire.
Tea and trumpets? I've never tried a drink out of a trumpet before.
Sorry!
Yes, your highness?
Bring some kidney pie for our guests, please.
Immediately, sire.
Your highness, here's the tea you requested.
Good lad, Stormy. Pour some for everyone, please.
Yes, your majesty.
Mmm, what a tasty cup of tea.
Delicious!
The kidney pie is ready, your majesty.
And
I also brought some blood pudding.
Splendid, Starry.
What's a kidney pudding?
Oh.
Eat up, sailors. Eat up.
This tea is awfully filling.
It is? Ah, yes, it is. I've only had 2 sips, and I'm stuffed.
Me too. I had a big one.
Captain Patch, my old chum, let's not diddle around. Each passing day, I grow more feeble and frail. I have no children, and yet I need someone to replace me as king.
What about one of your knights or nobles?
I've outlived them all.
Well, who else is with you here in the castle?
Oh, no one besides my servants, Stormy and Starry.
Have they been good servants?
Almost trustworthy indeed, almost like sons.
Would one of them fit the bill?
Oh, I say, I think you might have hit the ruddy bullseye, old chap. Yes, why not? I could make one of them king. Smashing idea. But how will I choose between them?
Well, let's see. How about a contest? Say for 3 days to prove which one would be more worthy to be king.
Bless you, Captain. What a bully plan. Storm, sorry.
Yes, your majesty?
Stormy.
Coming, sire.
Both of you, kneel before me.
Yes, your majesty.
Because you have been such faithful servants, I declare that you are now Sir Stormy Knight and Sir Starry Knight. You shall each be given a royal horse, a royal signet ring which will guarantee you safe passage into all of the surrounding kingdoms, a royal horse, and 3 bags of gold.
Your Majesty, what are we to do with such great treasures?
Oh, these gifts are yours to use as you please. Use each of them wisely, as a king would, and meet me in that castle courtyard at sunset 3 days from now. Don't be late.
But sire, why are you doing this?
Because in 3 days, one of you shall be crowned the new king of Lumbago.
Your Majesty, I could never be king. I'm just a servant.
Oh, not so, Sir Sari. Remember, I just made you a knight. And if you conduct yourself in a manner worthy of a king, the throne may be yours.
Lord Jesus, I don't know how to act like a king. Please guide me and show me what to do.
As the deer grows thirsty, longing for the brook, so my heart is panting for your living book. Call me in your vision, lead me with its light, give me heaven's wisdom, make my pathway bright.
Crew be so kind as to accompany Sir Starry and Stormy for the next 3 days?
That would be fun!
Please! Then we can see who wins!
Please, Captain! Can we hop? Can we hop? Can we hop?
We'd be delighted, King Arthuritis.
My one stipulation is that you give guidance only when it is requested of you. You are not to interfere with Stormy or Starry's decisions, no matter how wise or foolish they may be.
We shall gladly honor your wishes, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Captain. Now, if you'll take your crew to the castle stable, each of you may borrow a horse.
Wow, we get to ride horses for 3 whole days.
I love horses.
I'm a little scared.
I get to ride.
I'm sorry, little princess, but the 2 giant white horses belong to Stormy and Starry. They're my personal steeds, Galahad and Lance. You can have this one right here, though.
Better get rolling, mates.
Godspeed to one and all.
I've never ridden a horse before.
Don't worry, princess. Just don't horse around, and you'll be fine.
Starry, it sure is a good thing your horse is so big and musculinous. Those 3 bags of gold might get heavy for him.
From the looks of your horse, Starry, even loaded down with all that gold, we're going to have trouble keeping up with you.
He sure is grand, isn't he, Captain?
He sure is.
I never dreamed I had my very own horse. Good boy, Galahad. You and I are going to be best buddies from now on. Stormy, how do you like your horse, Lance?
I like Lance a lot, Starry. He's fit for a king.
And can you believe these royal cloaks? They're beautiful.
Look at that unusual sign over there.
Used camels for sale?
That's right, my intelligent friend. It's your lucky day. Welcome to Deal-O-Matic, the dealmaker slightly used Camelots.
Camelot?
Camelot.
I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but wait, there's more.
I'm sorry, but we...
Yeah, my personal honest guarantee that I'm not offering just another run-of-the-mill over-the-hair one-horse one-up Camelot. No, I'm offering you a whole new breed.
Why doesn't that one have any teeth?
What a keen eye, young lady. I like that. The answer is quite simple. This is our latest fuel-efficient Camelac. While our competitors, Roadhogs, leash out a house and home, this one owner, Cream Puff, is a dream. She can't chew, so she won't even eat. She'll run for miles on just pennies.
How can she chew pennies without any teeth?
Oh, what a sense of humor. I like that. By now, it'll throw in a free camelitic converter. Now, is that a deal or what?
We'd love to help if we could.
But wait! There's more! Buy in the next 30 seconds and I'll throw in a free trip to slightly used Camelot Resort. Can you believe it? It's your lucky day!
We're really very sorry, Mr. Deal-O-Matic, but as you can see, we already have horses.
Oh, well, surely there must be something that you need. How about a chicken that lays golden eggs? It'll be rich in no time. Come on, hey, nope. Any buyers? Come on. Tough crowd. Okay, how about golden egg? Come on. Magic beans? Anyone want some magic beans?
No.
Come on, try some, young lady. Okay, no, maybe not. Okay, let's see. Anyone have magic beans? Okay, no, maybe not. Say, why are you two knights wearing those royal cloaks?
Because in just 3 days, one of us is going to be king.
King. Friends, it's your lucky day. Just let me step here into my wagon, my office, and I'll get you one of my cards.
That's sure a funny-looking covered wagon. Is he? Sounds like he's paying.
Ta-da! My card, Sir Knight.
It says, King-O-Matic the Kingmaker. It's your lucky day?
It just so happens that I'm between kings right now. Let me hitch up one of my Camelacs in the front of my wagon, and I'll ride along with you.
Are you really a kingmaker?
I've done it hundreds of times. There's nothing to it.
Do you think you could help me to be king?
Listen, kid. If you've got the money, I can make it happen, honey.
This riding is tiring.
I prefer riding ships, but I guess horses are okay.
I think my horse is made from shrimp.
Hey, look! There's a bald eagle!
Whoa!
That's just Pastor.
Okay, we're here. Hey, it's your lucky day! Hey, I know a great little nightclub just around the corner. How about a little wild nightlife, you old night owl? Hey,
listen, King-O-Matic. These two young knights are supposed to be learning to conduct themselves like kings.
Hey, lay off, Captain Patch. It was just a joke. Like, haha, okay.
Remember, it is Wednesday evening.
And there's a church right over there.
Wow, it's a big one!
Look at the sign on the church.
All knights welcome to the Wednesday night service.
Come here, Mr. Livingston. Special missionary speaker.
We better hurry, mate, so we can get a good seat.
You wait out here, Galahad. I'll be back just as soon as the service is over. Good boy.
Hey, Stormy Knight. I was stepping over here for a second. Into my kingmaking salon.
But church is ready to start.
Listen, kid, we got more important things to do. You want to be king or don't you?
Well,
You better hurry, Stormy, or you'll be a late knight.
You go on ahead, Captain Patch. I'll be there in just a minute.
Now, Stormy, you got the makings of a real king, but we need to work a little on your wardrobe.
What do you mean?
Well, besides this royal cloak, you look like some kind of servant. How about some new night clothes? Step inside, and we'll get started on the new Stormy Nights.
My heart is filled with a tremendous burden for lost souls. Heaven and hell are real, and where people spend all of eternity is at stake. And so, by God's grace, I am determined to spread this wonderful message of the free gift of salvation and how it is available to anyone who will just place their faith in Jesus and his death on the cross. This is my life's passion. Thank you for listening this evening.
Your message really spoke to my heart, Mr. Livingston.
Thank you for coming, Sir Starry. It's a real honor to have one of the king's knights in the service.
Did you happen to see another royal knight anywhere?
I believe he may be coming in right now.
Make way for Sir Stormy Knights, the next king of Lumbago. Ahem! Make way for Sir Stormy Knights, the next king of Lumbago. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Stormy Knights!
Greetings, my servants, greetings!
Is that really Stormy?
What happened to him?
Look at his beautiful clothes!
They're all purple and gold and shimmery, shiny, terrific!
And where did he get that hairdo?
Wow, it's a big one!
He looks like a king!
Popcorn, candy, autographs, it's your lucky day!
Would anybody like a picture of me?
Stormy, what's going on?
What do you mean, my child? Who is this?
He's a missionary. His name is Mr. Livingston.
A missionary? How quaint. Mr. Livingston, I'd like to donate something to you.
Wait a minute, Stormy. Forgetting what I taught you. Kings don't give, they take.
But don't we have something we don't need anymore?
Hey, not bad. Yeah, think you might be onto something here, kid. Yeah, give him that old set of clothing that you got. Ain't worth nothing to us anyways.
Mr. Livingston, in honor of my kingly generosity, I would like to present you with this complete set of clothing. Boots, to be used however you see fit.
Thank you.
me. Just let me get out my camera here. This needs to be on the front page of the Night Times. Now, could you step a little closer to Mr. Livingham?
Livingston.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Now, Stormy, put your arm around him.
Like this?
Yeah, great, perfect. Now, Mr. Binghamton?
That's Livingston.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Could you, smile a little bigger, please? Great, perfect, now, don't move. Look at the camera. 1, 2, got it. This is real front page material, Stormy. You're on your way.
Mr. Livingham, I would like to present you with this 8x10 autographed picture of me.
I really don't need...
No, don't try to pay me for it. It's yours for free. We make thousands of them.
Stormy, you're a natural. Come on, let's go get out of here. I know this great little night spot just around the corner. You're in for the night of your life.
Stormy's head is sure swelling.
Wow, it's a big one!
I apologize for Stormy's attitude, Mr. Livingston.
That's all right, Captain Patch. We missionaries kind of get used to it.
It's hard to believe that just a few hours ago, Stormy was nothing more than a servant.
Sir Starry, as you endeavor to conduct yourself like a king, remember, being a servant is the greatest calling of all. I'm honored to be called a servant of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings.
What mission field are you going to next, Mr. Livingston?
Well, for years I've been trying to get into the Highland Kingdom to tell those poor lost people about Jesus. They always refuse to let me enter. I've been praying about it a lot lately. I think I'll try one more time.
Why won't they let you into the country?
Pixie, the Highland people are very proud. They don't think they need anything. They also told me my clothing wasn't fine enough.
I know how you can get into the Highland Kingdom, Mr. Livingston.
Please, tell me, Sir Starry.
Here, I want you to have my royal signet ring. It will gain you free entrance into all kingdoms. Now you can take the gospel wherever you wish.
But, Sir Starry, this ring is priceless.
Yes, just as the soul of one man is priceless. After all, Jesus paid the ultimate price when he died for our sins on the cross. Besides, I didn't earn the ring. It was given to me. Just consider it a gift from the king and from the Lord.
I humbly thank you.
Isn't it true that the Highland Kingdom is often bitterly cold?
That's what I've been told.
Then, here, I want you to have my royal cloak also. It is made of finest Lumbago snow leopard and will keep you warm at all times.
But, Sir Starry, it's so beautiful, so expensive.
Mr. Livingston, my lord gave his best for me. Now please grant me the honor of giving my best for you.
Only my best will do for you, only my best will do. Not second or third, that's quite absurd. Only my best will do. I will think of others first before I think of me. I will live like Jesus did and give to those in need. Give to those in need. Only my best will do for you, only my best will do. I'm giving my very best to God. He gave his very best for me when the Savior shed his blood. I'm giving, the Lord will have my best. He gave to me unselfishly, now I can do no less. Only my best will do for you, only my best will do. Not second or third, that's quite absurd. Only my best will do. I will think of others first before I think of me. I will live like Jesus did and give to those in need. Give to those in need. Only my best will do for you. Only my best will do. Only my best will do.
Livingston, I also want you to have one of my bags of gold. You'll need some supplies for your trip.
I thank you with all of my heart, Sir Starry.
Mr. Livingston, I know this is kind of personal, but how do you pay your bills every month?
My father pays my bills for me. Whenever I have a need, I just ask.
Your father must be awfully rich.
Oh, he is, Pixie. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
Wow, he is rich.
Sailors, I don't think Mr. Livingston is talking about his earthly father.
Are you talking about God?
You're pretty sharp, Peanut. That's right.
But don't you ever worry just a teensy bit, a teensy weensy bit?
I suppose I do sometimes. That is until I pray to my Abba, Father.
Abba, Father? What does Abba mean, Captain?
Pee-wee, in Bible times, little children often called their fathers Abba. I suppose the closest thing we have to it today is the word Daddy. It just represented a special relationship of complete love and trust.
That's right, Captain Patch. Whenever I begin to feel afraid, I pray to my Abba, Father.
Night. How about stepping over here for a second? I want to get a picture of you for the front page of the Night Times.
Well, okay, I guess.
Now, could you move a little more to your right?
Are you sure you want me?
Yeah, it's your lucky day.
Well, whatever you say.
Now, could you move a little more to your right, inside that rope?
Like this?
Yeah, now a little more, little more, little more. Now Stormy, we got it, pull the rope!
That rope has got Starry by the legs!
Smile, Starry! This will look great on the front page.
Help! Get me out of here!
Starry's falling inside me! Upside down!
Come on, let's get him up!
Help!
my sword and get ready to cut the rope. I'll pull Starry up.
Hey, Captain Patch.
Keep going, Captain Patch.
Almost got you up, Starry.
That was quite a nightfall.
More like a nightmare.
We're just lucky the night's over. He might have broken something.
What's the big idea, King-O-Matic?
Hey, just lay off, Captain Patch. It was just a joke, all right? Like, where is your sense of humor?
When the person you're teasing isn't laughing, it's not called funny. It's called mean.
Captain, we're just trying to teach Star here a lesson. A king isn't supposed to get gold. He's supposed to get gold.
Yeah, he's got it all backwards and messed up. He's got it all upside down. Kid is a born loser. He just ain't got what it takes.
Don't pay any attention to those two Starry Nights.
I guess I never make much of a king anyways.
Starry, just keep on trying to do what Jesus would want you to do. That's the most important thing. Being a faithful servant of the Lord. Come on, mates. Everyone back on your horses.
You don't think I'm a loser, do you, Galahad? That's a good boy.
Now, Stormy, listen up. If you're going to want to be king, you're going to have to learn to sharpen up that tongue of yours. Be a little quicker on the draw.
What do you mean?
Well, a real leader whittles people down to size with his tongue. And then when he's done cutting everyone down, he stands above the crowd. Get the picture?
I don't know why I never understood all this before. It's so simple.
Notice this fellow up here at this next house. He's got a real knack.
You must pay the rent. You must pay the rent. You must pay the rent today.
I can't pay the rent today.
Now listen here, sweet Guinevere. Get out of this house. You're a miserable louse.
Oh, please, Mr. Shylock, give me a break. I'll scrounge up the money. We'll get a fair shake.
You wretched, repulsive, revolting old witch. This isn't goodwill. Go jump in a ditch.
Have mercy, oh Shylock, on my helpless soul. My husband is dead, and I've nowhere to go.
Then go to the poorhouse, you sniveling scum. You sickening scab. You blubbering bum.
Bravo! Beautiful encore!
Yeah, Who invited you?
Sir Knight, can you help a damsel in distress?
Certainly. Here's your very own autographed picture. Don't smear the ink.
Stormy, you just have the magic touch.
But sir!
It's no use to beg, you tattered old trash. Get out of this house, or come up with the cash.
Mister, you just have a real gift.
Yeah, huh?
Tell you what, I'll have a place for you in the new kingdom. I'll be in touch.
Keep up the good work, mister.
Giddy up, Camelax! Hiya!
No, I'm going to lose my home!
Nobody cares, you lazy old leech. Go sleep in a dumpster. Go camp on the beach.
Take my food, take my horse, take my dugout canoe. But please, don't take my house. Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Seems to be the problem here, my dear lady.
Get out of the way, you street urchin.
Can I help?
Not unless you have 20 pence to pay the rent for this worthless widow.
Do you own this house?
And what if I do?
How much is it worth?
What is that to you?
How much is it worth?
I would say it is worth 100 pieces of gold.
That's highway robbery.
There's your gold.
What?
Pick up the bag and count it. You'll find it's all there.
Wait. Did I say 100? I meant 1,000.
That, you criminal.
Sir, I suggest you get off this good woman's property immediately.
Why, you impertinent delinquent. When I get you off that horse, I'll thrash you within an inch of your life. Oh, get away, you monkey. It's yours, the house is yours. Just don't let him
in. Good boy, Galahad. Settle down now. Oh, that a boy. Sir, I suggest you leave quickly. When Galahad smells a rat, he goes crazy. Oh, thank you, Galahad.
Starry, what happened? A man just ran past us like he was fleeing for his life.
He looked mean.
And I thought he looked scared to death.
He was as white as a ghosty roasty.
This brave young man just rescued me and my host from that scoundrel.
Did he hurt you, good lady?
Shylock cut me over and over again with that cruel tongue of his.
I don't think he'll be back, ma'am.
Don't worry, my gentlewoman. You're safe now. He's gone for good.
Thank you, young knight, for your great gift.
My lady, the king gave it to me. Just consider it a gift from him and from the Lord.
Young knight, you yourself have given me a gift far greater than gold, the gift of kind and gentle words.
Thank you.
Captain Patch. It looks like I'm losing everything the king gave to me. I guess I'll never be more than a servant.
Starry, what you've been doing is not called losing. It's called investing in eternity. When you are faithful in serving the Lord, you are storing up rewards in heaven.
Remember, Starry, a man is no fool to give what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
What does that mean?
I think it means that all you ever really keep is what you give to others.
Kind of like losing your life to gain it.
And dying so you can live.
That sounds crazy!
You're right, Princess. It does sound crazy. But it's true. God designed our lives to have purpose and contentment when we invest them into others and not ourselves.
God has, by His grace, given us everything we have, and the best thing we can do is give it all back to Him.
I think Galahad needs to get rid of some energy. I've been holding him back all day.
Our horses have trouble keeping up with him, even when you're trying to slow him down.
He sure is a beauty, isn't he? Good boy, Galahad. You and I are going to be best buddies from now on.
Why don't you ride ahead and see if you can find Stormy and King Amatic?
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Galahad?
Tell them to wait for the rest of us.
Come on, boy. Giddy up. Be back in a minute.
With him?
Who cares? He's the one we want. It'll just make it easier this way.
Do you think the 10 of us can handle one boy?
Just wait and see. This ought to be real tough.
Look at that bulging bag of gold tied to his saddle. Doesn't it look like it needs a home?
We'll give it a home, all right. We'll teach that greedy kid a lesson he'll never forget.
Yeah, let me at him. He's all mine.
All right. When I give the signal, you grab the gold. Me, Slade, and the rest of the boys have a few complaints we want to share with this cheating tax collector.
Yeah.
Quiet. Here he comes.
Galahad, it sure is awfully quiet out here in the woods.
Now, get him!
Who are you? What do you want?
Grab the gold!
I'll teach you. You greedy little runt.
I got the gold.
Get him off the horse. I'll teach you a thing or two.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Be quiet, you spoiled little brat.
Oh, no, please.
That horse kicked through. Slade, take your sword and get rid of that horse.
Get out of here, you crazy animal. All right, that's all you win. Take that.
No, don't hurt him.
Nice job, Slade. You're the man.
Oh, Galahad.
We're coming, Starry!
Find your sword and prepare for battle!
Let's get out of here. We got what we came for.
We're right behind you, dude. The big guy with the patch is dangerous.
Come back here and fight!
You big sissies!
I'm not that big.
Let's go after them.
It's no use, Peanut. We never find them in that thick forest.
Starry, are you all right?
I guess so.
Here, Starry. Take my hand. Try to stand up.
Oh! Phew!
Any broken bones?
I don't think so.
We came along just as a knick-knack paddywhack of time.
They hurt Galahad.
Settle down, Galahad. I'm not going to hurt you. Just let me take a look at that wound of yours. Take it easy now. I know it's tender.
How bad is it, Captain?
Well, he's lost some wood, but... I think as long as you keep this wound clean... Galahad ought to be as good as new in a few days.
Oh, Galahad, you risked your life for me. Oh,
thank you, fella. Thank you. With a horse like that, who needs people?
I'm really sorry our gold is gone, Starry.
Yeah, I am too. I guess I'm just about back where I started. Just a poor servant.
Cheer up, everybody. The Lord is still going to take care of us. Besides, he likes servants. We can't always control our circumstances. With God's help, we can control our attitudes.
But what kind of attitude does God want us to have?
Well, he wants us to always be content.
And thankful
with the things we have.
Or don't have.
That's right, sailors.
I guess if Jesus is my Savior, and I'm trusting in him to take care of me, that's all that really matters.
Amen.
All that I need is my home above. All that
All right, mates. Let's all mount up.
How you doing, Galahad? I sure do love you, fella. You're the best buddy I ever had. Hurry, let's hit the trail.
Which way, Cap'n Patch?
Sissy, could you show us the shortest way back to the castle?
You mean as the crow flies?
No, I mean as the seagull flies.
Alrighty, wait. Follow me.
Head him up, move him out.
What's wrong with Galahad?
I don't know, Pee-wee.
Hey, there's a little bug on his neck.
You've got one in your leg, Princess Pirate.
There's one on my arm, too.
So thirsty.
Haven't any other travelers offered you a drink?
I've only seen two other fellows all day. They were in a strange wagon pulled by camels.
Surely they helped, didn't they?
No, I tried to stop them, but I guess I just wasn't important enough to bother with. They did give me this autographed picture, though.
How long have you been on the road, sir?
Oh, since before dawn, young lady. I need to get home.
But the nearest village is miles away from here.
Oh, don't worry about an old fellow like me. I'll be fine.
This road isn't safe after dark, sir.
Oh, I'll manage somehow.
If the horse I'm riding belonged to me, sir, you'd have it in a second.
Captain, you've got to hurry back to the castle. It's almost sunset. I wish we had time to take this poor man home.
Captain Patch, do you think your horse could hold both of us?
I'm sure he could, Starry.
I can't leave a crippled man out here, knowing that his life could be in danger.
But there's nothing we can do, Starry.
Yes, there is, Pixie Pirate. Oh, Galahad, you've been better to me than 1,000 horses. This poor man can hardly walk, and he needs you even more than I do.
Starry, what are you doing?
Mister, I want you to have my horse.
Starry!
Son, I couldn't take your horse. He's too good. Why, he's too fine for the likes of me.
Please take him quickly, sir. Your need is far greater than mine, and we must be going.
How can I thank you?
Don't thank me, sir. Thank the king who gave me Galahad, and thank the Lord who has shown us how to give.
I hope to repay your great kindness some day, young knights.
All I ask is that you treat Galahad with love and kindness. I owe him much.
Come, Starry. We ought to be going.
Goodbye, Galahad. I'll never forget you. Captain Patch, I don't understand it.
Don't understand what, Starry?
I've given away everything the king gave to me, and I really miss Galahad. But deep down inside, I feel happier than I've ever felt before. Does that make any sense at all?
Of course it does, Starry. You never find true happiness by going out and looking for it.
Well, how do you find it then?
You just kind of stumble onto it while you're serving the Lord with all of your heart. Happiness is a byproduct of correctly responding to the Lord.
Open the curtains to the castle. It's Patch the Pirate and Starry Night.
It's almost sunset.
We're gonna make it.
time, princess.
Look at the castle courtyard.
Wow, it's a big one.
It's rather jam-packed with people.
Why is everyone so quiet?
Look who's standing on top of that wagon over there. There's your answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we are waiting the arrival of King Arthuritus, I'd like to present the obvious choice of the next king of Lumbago, Sir Stormy Knights! But wait! There's more.
Let's hear him speak for himself.
Yeah. What's he gonna do for the common people?
My good friends and fellow Lumbagoans, when I am made king, there will be no more taxes.
What else you got to say?
No homework.
Oh, yeah! Offer that!
No more rainy days!
Yeah! Keep on going!
No more spinach! Yeah!
You're getting better.
I'll go for that!
And free candy and donuts to everybody!
Brown Stormy Knight! Brown Stormy Knight! Brown Stormy Knight!
Deborah! Brown Stormy Knight! Let me have your attention!
Thank you.
I just love attention.
Sir Stormy, if you don't mind me asking, I heard there was another candidate for king. Would you mind hearing a few words from him?
Well, you see, my good lady, that might be rather difficult. Huh? He's had an accident.
Stormy! Sorry to disappoint you.
Stormy! How'd you get here? You're supposed to
be... Quiet, Peter, blow everything. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you know? Our other candidate for king has arrived. May I introduce to you, Sir Starry Knight?
Where is he? What does he look like?
If you would direct your attention to the back of the crowd, he is that shabby-looking little boy on the same horse as that big, ugly pirate.
Starry sure don't look like much.
He sure don't.
I'll say, what a loma.
Sorry we were late, King O'Matic, but we were detained by some angry villagers.
That's too bad, Captain Patch. Well, let's not cry over spilled milk, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, since our other candidate for king has arrived, I think it's rather obvious who is more fit to be king.
Yeah.
Well, Stormy sure just look like royalty.
I've never seen such fine clothes except on a king.
Thank you, my discerning friends.
And notice his hairdo. I'd love to get the name of his beautician.
Not a single hair is out of place. I am so impressed.
You're too kind, my loyal subjects. Free autograph picture.
It's your lucky day.
Now look at that starry kid. He sure doesn't look like a king.
Yeah, he looks like a servant.
Who'd want him to be king?
Sir Starry, I've noticed that you appear to be penniless. Without your gold, your royal cloak, or even your royal horse. Where are they?
I don't have them.
Oh! That's odd.
I bet he lost them.
You don't have them? Pray tell, what did you do with them?
I gave them away.
Gave them away?
Smoking eBay.
You're telling me you gave away a royal cloak and ring,
a priceless horse, and a king's ransom in gold.
You're kidding.
You're kidding.
What a fool.
He lost it.
Oh,
yeah.
He is not fit to be king.
Brown Stormy Knight! Brown Stormy Knight! Brown Stormy Knight!
Wait! Silence, my countrymen! I have come to seek audience with the king, but perhaps all of you should listen to what I have to say.
Look, Captain Patch, it's Mr. Livingston.
Although you may think this young knight has foolishly wasted his treasures, this is not the case.
How would you know?
Speak on!
Because this unselfish one shared a portion of his belongings with me. Here's his ring, his cloak, and one of his bags of gold.
But why would he give them to you?
So that I could take the message of Jesus Christ to the surrounding kingdoms. I am Mr. Livingston, the missionary.
Oh. It's him! Mr. Livingston, the great missionary!
Maybe Starry Knight isn't so foolish.
This young man has a kind heart.
What he did was wise.
Don't be deceived, people. Stormy Knight is your man.
Let's reconsider. Yeah.
people of Fandango!
Listen to me. I also have received much from the kind hand of Sir Starry Night.
Look, Sister Siegel, it's Guinevere.
Ooh, goody, goody, shall let all these people know the truth.
I was about to have my house taken from me when the noble Starry Night came to my rescue. He has a heart and tongue of pure gold.
These are lies. All lies.
King of Magic, we can't follow.
You stay out of this, kid, and let me handle it. I'm the kingmaker here, remember?
Now who do we believe?
I think Stormy should be king.
I like Starry.
How do we know who's the best choice?
Karen!
It's Man!
I also have something to say.
King of Magic, it's that thing we passed on the road, and he's riding Starry's horse.
I got eyes, kid. Let me handle this. What are you doing here? And where does a poor beggar get such a fine horse? Did you steal it?
Yeah.
No, Mr. Kingmaker, is it?
You got it.
Shortly after you and Stormy left me with nothing but your rude remarks, a true gentleman came along and insisted that I take his horse.
I told you we should have stopped.
Put a lid on it, kid. Let me handle this. So, Starry Knight gives you his royal horse, and I'm supposed to believe that this was a smart move.
Yeah.
Look at you, a common beggar, a no-good bum.
Don't you call him names! He's got feelings, too!
You're a weak, starry-eyed kid that ain't got no sense. Admit it! All of you people know it!
Yeah.
Now, beggars aren't allowed in the castle courtyard.
Yeah.
Now, get him off his horse and get him out of here! Move! Now!
You heard what he said, beggar. Now get down.
And take that silly girl. We tried to hide something.
Here, I'll out for you. Your Majesty.
It's the king. It's the king.
Yes, it is I, King Arthritis.
I believe it's time for me to make my exit.
Where are you going?
Me and my Camelax are getting out of here right now. Sit down and hang on. Giddy up, you flippin' Camelax. Hang up. Giddy up. Come on. Get going. Come on.
Stop that wagon!
Stop it! Get out of the gate!
Whoa, you camels! Whoa!
Get out of my way!
Stop him!
Everyone, grab hold of the wagon and tip it over!
Who will run you over?
He means it!
No.
Watch out!
Get away from the camels!
On the count of three, lift over here!
Whoa!
Got some explaining to do.
Don't spill the beans, kids. There will be curtains for both of us.
Stormy, as your king, I command you to explain.
We've been forcing the people in the villages to give us all their gold for taxes.
Shut up, you stool pigeon!
Under what pretense did you do this?
We said that Starry had earned it, so he could use the money to make himself king.
So that's why they attacked me!
Stormy and King Amatic are liars, crooks!
They're thieves!
Criminals!
Yeah, let's get rid of him.
Silence! The penalty for illegally collecting tax money is death. King O'Matic, Stormy, what do you have to say for yourselves?
King. You gotta believe me. I ain't done nothing wrong. Stealing that tax money, it was all Stormy's idea. Yeah, he's a bad apple. Rotten to the core. But no, that Starry kid, no, he's a good kid. I've been trying to help him along, show him a few things. Love him like my own son. That's the truth, cross my heart.
What a lie!
That's a big one!
Starmy, do you have anything to say?
Your Majesty, I offer no excuse for what I've done. I see now that I've been wicked and sick and sinful, and I'm truly sorry. Starry, although I know I don't deserve it, could you find it in your heart to forgive
me?
Well, Starry, can you find it in your heart to forgive him?
Captain Patch, what should I do?
Why don't you pray about it, Starry? Ask Jesus what he would want you to do.
and hateful, and my heart is untrue, and I'm guilty of sin against you. You are selling bank for gifts when he sold yours that day. He cried, "Father, forgive them, I pray.
Help me forgive as you have forgiven. Help me forgive, forgetting all the past. Savior, help me love others as you have loved me. For my heart broke, and help me forgive."
When I'm wicked and hateful, and my heart is untrue, when I'm guilty of sin against you, I can still find forgiveness when I call on your name. You embrace me and pardon my shame.
Help me forgive as you have forgiven. Help me forgive, forgetting all the past. Savior, help me love others as you have loved me. For my heart broke, and help me forgive. For my heart broke.
For my heart
broke. For my heart broke, and help me forgive. To forgive.
Stormy, I forgive you.
What's going to happen to Stormy now?
The Law of Lumbago says that King O'Matic and Stormy are worthy of death.
Yeah, well, they deserve it.
They're thieves.
And robbers.
They deserve their full punishment, and it is my solemn responsibility to sentence them for their crimes.
King Arthritis, why don't you ask Starry what he would do if he were king?
Capital idea, Captain. Starry?
My king, I believe Stormy truly regrets for the wrong he has done. If he would return the gold he has taken and apologize for his sharp tongue, I would restore him to his position of servant in the castle.
You have wisdom beyond your years, my son. But what would you do with King O'Matic?
He obviously is not sorry for his crimes, my king. He thinks only of himself.
'Tis true, Starry, but how can we help him?
Perhaps. Yes, that's it. For the next 20 years, I suggest King O'Matic be the servant of everyone in the entire
kingdom. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
King O'Matic shall be required by law to do everyone's least favorite task.
Excellent, Starry, excellent. It shall be done as you say, beginning right now.
King O'Matic, polish my shoes.
Pick up my toys.
No. King O'Matic, eat my Brussels sprouts.
Wash the dishes.
No, please don't. Stop, stop.
Take a nap for me.
No. Feed the dog. No.
Brush my teeth.
Clean my toenails.
Take out the trash.
Silence, my good people. Captain Patch.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Thank you for all that you've done.
It's always a pleasure to serve you.
Sir Starry Knight, kneel before me.
Yes, sir.
Let the coronation begin. Sir Starry Knight, you have brought your king great honor. Therefore, I will honor you. Because you have used your gifts to be the servant of all, I now proclaim that you are the king of all Lumbago. Arise, King Starry!
Long live King Starry! Long live King Starry! Long live King Starry!
good. Don't let me ever forget that all I have is a gift from you. Give me the wisdom to always use my power to serve others. Dear Lord, help me live my life so that someday I will hear you say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Directing traffic as so many people do their thing and help and bring this all together. So a lot of thanks to them, and also to the parents for getting your kids here. Especially, I know the last week it's been rough, and we some of you have kids in both plays, and so I know it's taxing. So thank you for getting your kids here, and again for everyone laboring together. It was very enjoyable. Thanks to those kids. What a great show. So just now we're going to very shortly have our meal, and what I just give you a few instructions from that, and then in fact we could turn lights on if you want. Kind of feel weird here. So we'll, in just a moment I'll pray and then we'll be released. But what we'll do here is you'll go out this door, the auditorium door there, and the food line will go up the stairs to your left. No, down the stairs, I'm sorry. You'll go down the stairs, and we'll have some kids directing you, and you'll come back up, and then the food will be up in the top hallway up there. You'll see that that's where your food will be given. That's where you can get your food, I should say. We have four different rooms where you then can eat. Two of them are decorated with the Mr. Slippy River Race kind of format, which is the next program after dinner, the older kids. Those two rooms are upstairs. You'll see them. Plenty of people will help you if you want to eat in those rooms. And then we have two rooms this way, straight back. Once you get your food, you can come down that half flight of stairs. And right back those hallways, there's two fellowship halls. And those are decorated in the Starry Night motif. And down below, while you're going into the food line, we also have some kids' things, some things where they can take pictures, some castles, some photo ops, there's some pirate things, there's outfits. So it's kind of fun if the line gets long, especially you have little kids, you'll enjoy that. Take advantage of that, take some pictures, and be a part of that. We'll have your beverages will be served in your rooms, and there'll be refills and things, so you don't have to worry about beverages, and dessert will be served there as well. Restrooms are down the hall on your way in the food line. There's a personal encounter, the ladies' restroom, and then the men's is after that. Okay, so I think that's everything. We will begin. We'll just let you kind of mingle here for a few minutes, and then we'll have that line begin for our banquet meal. So let's have a word of prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you for what we just saw. Thank you for those kids and just the message that we heard, especially, again the value of being a servant and just realizing, Father, that, again, Jesus Christ is the model servant. Thank you for his death, for his resurrection, for his life that he offers freely for anyone who would take it by faith or by believing on him. Thanks, Father, for the food we're about to eat, for those who have prepared it, for those who, again, are providing that meal and making that for us. We thank you for that, and may we enjoy just a good time now of some conversation and fellowship and enjoyment with the decorations and all that's going on as we wait for the program to follow after. So we commit this to you. We thank you now, and we thank you for this food. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so you're free to be dismissed, and eventually that line will begin going out to the left.